Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, it's Lavina, and it's Wednesday night. If you haven't heard, the best place to be is chilling with the Diva Squad. Love, Santa. Butterbeer.
This is the mayor, and I'm not giving it to people on the sports tip, man. Let them know what time it really is in the world of sports. I'm checking out the Diva Squad, man, every Wednesday on GQ Palace Radio. Get with the program.
Barbecue, and it turned out very nice.
Oh, and didn't even invite us.
Wow.
look, it was supposed to be over.
My feelings is hurt.
I'm so sorry. It was supposed to have been over my oldest sister's house, but at the last minute, they said it was going to be over my house. So I says, okay, however we pull it off, y'all just make sure y'all at my house early in the morning. And
they showed up early.
Oh, good. Well, I'm glad you got to at least do that, you know, spend that much more time with them.
Yes, I don't spend much time with my family as it is, but my mom is out, and so we enjoy.
Right. Do you have any other announcements or anything?
Nothing I can think of, Diva. Let's get the show started.
I can't think of nothing either. So with that being said... Are you ready?
Oh, yes.
Okay, the first topic is, why do men/women try to sabotage other people's relationship, especially when you tell them that you are in a relationship? And number two, do you think verbal, mental, and emotional abuse is just as bad as physical abuse?
Oh, my. Wow. Okay.
Now, that's what I'm working with tonight.
Wow. All right. Why do men/women try to sabotage each other and people's relationships, especially when you tell them that you are in a relationship?
Yes.
I can see why people... try to sabotage other people's relationships. In my experience, I was there's two sides to it though, because you could be that one who sabotages that relationship not knowing, because the person that you're messing with might tell you, oh yes, I'm married and I'm living with my wife or husband or whatever, yet we have problems, so I'm seeing other people on the side, so it's okay for us to see each other, you know. And then there are those people who are just what do you call those? What is the term that they use? Where they break up people marriages. You know that term. It's like right on the tip of my tongue. Anyway, they just
adulterous.
Look, I can call them any name. There's a bunch of
different names. Yeah, you can put something in there, but...
We're going to keep it classy.
We're going to be nice tonight.
Homewreckers, that's what I'm looking for. Homewreckers.
Oh, okay.
and yes, there are people who don't mind being homewreckers because they have nothing better to do. They have no mate themselves. They have no...
More than nothing.
So their best thing for them to do is to sabotage other people's relationships regardless. They could care less.
Well, mine is a lot of people are just, I mean, they just don't care. You know, I don't care if you got somebody or not. You know, let's kick it anyway.
Uh-huh.
You know, and a person can only do what you allow them to do.
Exactly.
You know, and I think it's a lot of bitterness, you know, especially if it's somebody that's single and they see that your relationship is going good. You know, of course, I'm going to try to break that up just to make you unhappy as well.
Exactly. Of course. I agree.
You know.
I totally agree.
Yeah, wow. And, you know, I'm going to go on into number two.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's just as bad. Because it all, you know, yeah, the physical may leave, you know, scars and bruises, but at the same time, the emotional and verbal and all of that leaves a scar, too. You just can't see it. You know, but that person that is being done to is feeling it. So
exactly.
I feel like it's all just one big ball of abuse, period.
Yes, I totally agree. I can speak in my own experience. Wow, yes, I've been verbally and mentally and emotional abused as well as the physical abuse.
Right.
And they're all one, no one is any lighter or more heavier than the other. Abuse is abuse, and we need to step up our game get our self-esteem together and not allow it to happen.
Exactly.
Exactly. Yeah, I gotta say,
abuse.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
You know, because not only women go, men get abused too.
Oh, true.
You know, men get abused just as well as that woman, you know, but I just don't think anybody should have to go through it. And if
right.
you're going through it, you need to find your way out of it quick, fast, and in a hurry. Because it only gets worse. It doesn't get better.
No.
You know, it only gets worse. And then
exactly.
at the end of the day, something real drastic can happen.
Yes.
Especially when it starts with the physical. When you start the contact, I think it's just really time for, you know, somebody to walk away.
Exactly.
I don't care how much
agree.
It hurts, you need to go.
No one deserves to be abused. No abuse is acceptable. No abuse is acceptable.
Yeah.
I totally agree with that. Yeah.
You know.
Wow.
Go ahead, Deepa. No, I was just going to open the phone lines, but you go ahead and finish on.
Yes, I see so many people that think that, oh, well, he's not abusing me. I did something to make him mad. Or,
right.
you know, oh, well, I'm not who
I hate that. I can't stand that when they get the whine and that. You ain't never did nothing to deserve no abuse.
Exactly. Somebody,
you know, so go on with that
self-esteem.
Mess.
Yes. Smack some self-esteem in that butt.
And, you know, they sometimes get it in their head, though, Diva, that, you know, you really think that you've done something, and at the end of the day, you ain't did nothing. It's just
sure.
that person themselves.
Exactly. So the
person
but
with that being said.
Yeah,
huh?
go ahead. Open up the line.
We're going to open up the phone lines. The number to call, 646-200-3838. You got to press the 1 to get on the air with me and the Diva. We would love to hear your input on the topics, you know, because they're deep topics and it's real. You know, it happens every day. So go ahead and push that 1 and come on here with us and let's have some fun.
Oh, yeah.
So,
definitely.
Yeah, but, I mean, it's, I don't know. I just can't see it. I've seen people abused, you know, in each way. I've been there myself, you know, and I just thank goodness that, you know, sometimes I put myself in a mental state of abuse.
Where
you just
All right.
let something weigh so heavy on you, you know, and that's when you're just beating yourself up. You know, and sometimes, you know, you have to stop and say to yourself, like yourself, come on now. You
yep.
know, is it worth it? Is it worth the headaches, heartaches, and all of that?
Right.
You know, and
right.
when it comes to that, it's time to let whatever it is that's going on, it's time to let it go.
Exactly.
I totally agree.
I mean,
regardless, family, friends, loved one, whatever. Something's got to give. I mean, I can't get away from my family, but, you know, I can cut back for a minute until I get my situation and myself together. So, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
All right. Go on, girl. Stick with it.
But we're going to go to our first song, and when we come back, if you guys want to join us, you have to push the 1. The number is, again, 646-200-3838. Press that 1. Hold the line. We'll be right back, Diva.
All right. Let's do it.
Let me give you the 2014 talk. My girl like Beyonce. Me too. This is what me and hubby doing in the back of the Maybach when we listening to Beyonce. Listen. Driver, roll up the partition, please. Blind your rearview mirrors with the end of my sleeve. The shit that's on my wrist you probably wouldn't believe. Every symbol of success levels you couldn't achieve. Driver, roll up the partition, please. I'm alarmed at how she's looking and she's starting to breathe. Move my arm and grab my John and now she's starting to squeeze. She dropped to her knees, fulfilling my needs. She swallowed my seed. She's ready to go.
Let's go.
Partition is up. The curtains is closed.
Okay.
Mommy nice with it like she played for the pros.
That's right.
She gagged from her throat while she breathed through her nose.
Oh, shit.
She's starting to choke. She curling her toes. Look how she trying to take it all down. Come out your clothes.
That's right.
I waited for a second and I thought for a minute.
Ain't no loving good enough to give her while I'm up in it.
Tell them, B.
Drive around at the partition, please. Drive around at the partition, please.
Azealia.
Thanks.
Stress never the sex better, the sex wetter. Check cheddar, et cetera, et cetera. Bet you could get severed and less steady. Slut stepping, I trip creppin' a 6-7. These niggas be puffin', they piffin' the public. They diggin', they lustin', the feminist threatin', she hittin' the button. I dip in the function, I'm proceedin', I'm pumpin', the tit in the rump, and I'm flippin', I'm dumpin', I'm trickin', I'm trumpin' them. But if these niggas wanna spin eight cheese, tell them hit the blue Miss AC. Very heavy-headed, dictate heat. I'ma flip out if a bitch play me.
Drive around at the partition, please. Drive around at the partition, please. I don't need you seeing your thing on her knees. Took 45 minutes to get all dressed up. We ain't even gonna make it to this club. And I'm a mascara running red lipstick smudge. Oh, he's so horny, yeah, he wants to. He popped on my buttons and he ripped my blouse. He Monica and whiskey all on my gown. Water daddy, daddy didn't bring the towel. Oh, baby, 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 I slow it down. So 45 minutes to get all dressed up. And we even gonna make it to this club.
Awards 2014?
I did. I saw a large portion of them.
Okay, well, that was their video at the end. Everybody thought that they was going to be there, but they on tour, so it was the video. Honey, she was funky with it, too.
Listen, I heard she had some. She had some very different costumes in this
girl. Did she? Did she? I don't know what her and Janet Jackson into, honey.
I know. Listen, I wish I had their money.
Listen, they doing the damn thing. Nevertheless,
yes they are. Yeah. Yes they are. I want to be like them when I grow up. Anyway, we have our first caller on the line, none other than Barry. Barry, are you there?
I am.
Hey, Barry.
You guys liking it? Y'all get any better than the weather? T, did you get the weather already?
Yes. Yes.
Did it go out to Long Island?
Not yet. It's not here on the eastern portion of Long Island yet, but it's on its way. It's really dark over here.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it was pretty intense. Like 2 hours.
Yeah.
Oh, God. 2 hours.
Yeah, I mean, the thunder, it was like some... I'm old. No, those thunder... I was thunder a long time. 2 hours, like, better. Boom. My cat's hair was standing. I felt bad for him because he was looking at me like, what the hell? And I couldn't do nothing. I couldn't help it. It was so bad.
I know you didn't go up in the bed because you're too tall.
The last one, it was right by the window. It kind of got me, but...
Wow.
It's funny, my mother, because she grew up in the South, and like as a kid when I would go like to Little League games or whatever, like when we would come home, because me and my father left, they would like, I guess the lightning went in the house one time. She was sitting in the hallway, in the middle of the hallway where there was no windows. We always knew she had the chair sitting there. It was pretty funny. Because I guess they went in the house as a kid. She never recovered.
Uh-huh.
Never recovered from it. But
Wow. So did you hear the topics?
No, I didn't. I was too busy trying to calm my cat down because I'm a little... He's all right now.
Oh, okay. Well, the first one was, why do men / women try to sabotage other people's relationship, especially when you tell them that you're in a relationship?
Wow.
Do you want me to read the second one or you want to answer this one first?
No, you can... I'll answer this one. I mean, you know, sometimes people, it's like with a lot of other topics, the haters and misery loves company. Sometimes people see that you're happy and whatever, and they're not. So they act like, oh, yeah, you know, like your boy pat you on the back of the girl. Ooh, you were good. And meanwhile, they was like, I don't like this, you know. You see it all the time. The funny thing is, like, when you go through changes and all kind of heartaches, it's really, you know, a blessing because you get to see people's true colors. When stuff really happens and it hits the fan, you get hurt by it, but you just see really people's true colors that you wouldn't see if everything was on and popping and always good, you know. And I've been seeing that a lot, you know, especially as you step out as a Christian to try to change whatever. But I know this is not Sunday, but just in general, when you try to separate or you show somebody happiness because so many people are miserable.
Yeah, that's true.
So instead of being happy for the person, they're really undercover hating. It's sad.
Right. And that's what I was saying. Do anything to, you know, mess up that couple's relationship by any means, you know?
Yeah.
You know.
Acting like they're supporting you, but really they really...
Exactly. You know. They definitely against you.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I've had it happen to me a few times, but... You know, it's neither here nor there. You know, at the end of the day, that couple has to be stronger and fight for what they want, you know, and not let anybody interfere.
Exactly.
You know, regardless of what, you know, I can come and tell you anything, but it's up to you to believe, you know, and you're supposed to know me, so it's up to you to know that, hey, my girl, you know, my guy couldn't have did this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got to stand strong for that relationship if you want it to work. If you're going to listen to everything everybody bring to you, you're definitely going to have problems.
Or you need to make up your mind. I know at one point in time, I was straddling the fence. I had one foot still in the marriage and then one foot out the door trying to see other people to see if I was ready to be
you know, without the husband. So I was straddling the fence. So I was telling the husband that I was, you know, I'm all there, but yet I was telling the man that I was messing with that I was also there for him. So it was toss up. I was carrying that old baggage into that new relationship, and meanwhile, yeah. It was dangerous. It was dangerous, but I'm grateful that I, you know, had a wake-up call and saw that neither one of them were good for me, and, you know, got away from the ex-husband and the new mate, you know?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And sometimes, so, I guess that's what you have to do, you know. You got to, you can try it, but, you know, when you keep getting the red flags and everything else, yeah, it's time to let it go.
Uh-huh.
I mean,
uh-huh.
No matter how much it hurt or how long you've been with that person, sometimes, like I say, that brings into the other topic. With the abuse, you abuse yourself.
Right, right.
You know, and the second topic, Barry, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Do you think verbal, mental, and emotional abuse is just as bad as physical abuse?
Sometimes it can be worse.
True. True.
I mean, nothing's worse than beating on a woman, though, but... I've had so many friends and relative cousins that I see that what they go through, like with a girl just telling them they ain't, you know, whatever, and this and that, and this, and they accept that, and I'm like, are you kidding me? And I can't get it, and you know, and when people, even like my uncle, we had a family business, and my uncle, he was raised that way, like telling his kids that you ain't never gonna be nothing, this and that, and that that instilled in them. You know, and they always thought that, you know, that they carried that. And they used to always tell me, like, well, we sit around and drink or something. And one of my cousins, he passed away, like, in 06, but he was just like, you know, if only my father would just, I mean, I know he, you know, he was good buying them stuff and stuff, because, like I said, he had money and stuff. And, but just, like, not showing love, you know, and a lot of people, you know, they always say, I just wish my parent would tell me they love me or hug me, something like that. So a lot of times, words, you know, like the sticks and stones, words will never hurt me. But that's a lie from the pit of hell, because they do. People take that. Nobody wants to say nothing bad about what, you know. I mean, even with my daughter, I said something bad about my mother and then flipped out for a whole year now, you know. But it was a truth somewhat.
Mm-hmm.
But you still don't want to hear nothing bad. Like I thought my mother was the greatest, and I know she wasn't, and she had her shortcomings, but... You know, nobody wants to hear nothing bad about their parents or whatever, or somebody else they love. It's just, and so you deny it, and you know, but it does hurt. I mean, beating a woman physically is kind of crazy. I mean, some girls think that, I've known several girls that get beat up, and they think that's showing me that he loves me. If he didn't love me, he wouldn't hit him. If she would walk around with a shiner or a proud, like, you know, usually women put a shade on to be, shades to be embarrassed. She would walk around a shiner like, oh, he cares about me because he thought I was snot or whatever, and then I'm like, "Oh, that's sick too." But whatever.
Yeah, but you know, I was saying, Barry. Yeah, you know, the beating, the hitting, and everything like that. You know, the only difference is that the touching, the contact could leave a scar or something like that. But if you really think about it, the mental, emotional, and verbal. That leaves a scar as well, but it's on the inside. You know, no one can see that unless you really just show it.
Yeah, and how many people have smiling face? You know, like my boy, like when after my dad died, and he got sick, and I was working in Long Island, and I would have to commute like almost every night. Like it was bad, it was hard because I was working like 13 hours a day, and he let me stay at his house like 2 days a week, so I didn't have to drive in. Every day, you know, and I would come in on the weekends, but, and I was going through it, and he would go, I had my car shined to the T, like, waxed up, and always put my armors on, had the armor on, had the white walls, but inside, I would work a lot of security and everything, so I would just flip stuff in the car, you know, whatever, but that's how I was feeling when I went to therapy after he died or whatever, I felt that's how I was feeling inside. So you drive around with everything shining on the outside, and you go around smiling, you know, letting the whole world think that you're okay and happy, but you're really feeling like crap inside. And I noticed that when I was talking about that, it ran across my mind. That's how I was feeling inside, you know. So people can't see the scars inside.
Right.
And that's what the thing with my aunt right now, the 92-01, and and her daughter said they the scars will never heal because they argue every day still about what happened 60 years ago. And now, you know, like my aunt now, I mean, she just says dumb stuff. Like, you know, oh, you're the reason why I lost my foot, and now she has cancer, and this and that. Oh, what are you going to do? Because you already allowed my daughter to lose my foot. You know, she just says dumb stuff. And I'm like, you know, she's back on punishment again. And I call my cousin like 3 or 4 times a week, and even me and my son put her on punishment because, I mean, because she knows better. She's 92, but her mind is sharp. So she's like, her daughter didn't talk to her for 25 years. And then all none of the family members for 20, and that, like my son said, that shows something when somebody doesn't talk. You know, that's pretty intense. And so she does a lot of crazy stuff. You know, and I love her to death. But like on when we do the prayer line with our Angel Parker, and she said, "You can't let nobody crap on you or whatever. No matter if your loved ones, or whatever, you have to have a demand respect." Because I used to be a doormat and let people walk. I don't do it. And even because she's a prize, and like, you know, I'm not going to allow that with nobody no more. Not at this point in my time. So I love you, whatever, but I'm not going to let you disrespect me or crap on me either. So,
Because that can become mental and emotional abuse.
Yeah. I mean, she really like diet, call me, run over, but I used to like base my schedule around her, and it's not happening no more. Like, I sacrificed a whole year and a half with her, you know, with her losing her foot, and now she has a cancer, like, and, you know, and I'm like, you know, she don't want me to go, and they're like, you know, are we going to find out what stage is in July 8th? But it's like, I told my cousin I'm not going to do it again because I did stay away for 2 months. I didn't call nobody, but I called her. I said, I'm not going to do that to my cousin because she's sick too. So we're the only three here in New York. So, and then she praises the people that don't call her, and you know, and down in North Carolina because she has a place down there and praises them and everything and this and that. And they haven't came to see her yet. It's been almost 2 years. But, you know, they don't really care about it. And they only been in her life 15 years, and me and my cousin have been there all the time. But her people hurt. So she's hurt. So she's really mad at them, but she's taking it on us. So I understand that. Because she felt so, you know, when her people hurt, you're going to lash out the closest one to you, you know?
Yeah.
But you got to divide. You have to put a line, too. You have to have a dividing line. So that's what it is.
Yeah, and when you're bound by unforgiveness, you're bound by unforgiveness until you recognize that you are bound by unforgiveness. I'm 41 years old, and I've only recently been able to, you know, come to grips with it. I had to hear it first. I had to read it, and then I had to feel it. Well, I felt it first, but I didn't know what it was. I couldn't, you know, recognize it and be able to acknowledge it and then to, you know, to own it and stand firm and not be a victim and become victorious over it. It's a process. It is a process.
Yeah.
But being bound by unforgiveness is definitely, just like relationship addiction, being bound by unforgiveness, this stuff definitely exists. It exists.
I tell you one thing. Like, I believe that at least 65 to 70% of unforgiveness is a cause of all diseases and all the problems and everything else, high blood pressure, that because you're walking around with a weight. Because you're mad, and it's like drinking poison, waiting for the other person to die, and the other people are going about their business, and you got them wounded. And you're saying, I ain't gonna, for what they did, I ain't gonna never, and you're killing yourself, you know. And I suffer from gout, but I remember before everybody said you walk so much better than you did for like 25 years, because I had 20 some years worth from unforgiveness from a lot of stuff that I had it, and I was a Christian, I still had a hit list. Like if I ever like flip. I would say, all these people to do random, I would get, like, everyone. I would go, like, to every state and all the people to hurt me. Now, that's sick. When I would think about this person hit me, I'm not going to do this. This person hated me. That person. And I was down with all that stuff. And then, so when I let it go, it was like a whole bag of potatoes off my back and everything else. And because you walk around, you like to walk in wounded. Like, you just came from, like, the Iraq or something. And all the other people that hurt you, they going about their business. They sleeping good at night.
Exactly.
You're just bounding yourself with unforgiving when you don't, you know, forgive. You're bounding yourself. So I learned that.
Exactly.
So like I said, I forgive people, but I'm not going to let them, you know, crap on me either. So I keep pray for them. And I'm like the same thing. Like, how am I going to pray? Or like it says in the Bible, who's the creator? God knows. It says, love thy neighbor and forgive those who forgive. And pray for your enemies. Are you crazy? That's when I first thought, this job is crazy. I'm a somebody like that? You got to be kidding me. And I remember because my cousin, I said, I'll never, because he caused a lot of stuff with this girl or whatever, a lot of false stuff. And I said, I ain't going to never, you know, and God, he'll get your point. He'll get you, because, you know, when you keep unforgiving, you suffer. Until you say, I'm going to forgive. So.
It's hard. I know I suffered with that weight on my shoulders, those headaches, heartaches, the pain. Yep. I suffered, and I felt it. Like you said, you felt it in your health. I felt it. I know a lot of people would not believe this, but unless you experience this, you're not going to understand it. But, Barry, I totally understand what you're saying, because I had to go through it.
There were times
where, I would pray for that person, all right. I would pray that God would strike him down or hurt him or something. But that's not what I'm very serious, but that's not what I should have been doing. So guess what? Once I found out that I was doing the wrong thing by praying that they would fall down or, you know, get hit, it made me feel even worse, because I still was not ready to let go of that hatred and that pain, because I was looking for closure. I was looking for that person to apologize to me. I was looking to find a reason.
Exactly.
You're not going to find a reason. There are just some, I'm not even going to call you, but there's some effed up, messed up people in this world that you just have to go ahead on and accept them for who they are. They're messed up people, and forgive them, because they don't know what the heck they're doing.
Yeah.
True.
And I heard a message too one day, like, TJ, he goes, how do you expect like 10,000 whatever pound or 10,000 gallons of love from somebody when they don't even give 100 pound whatever to themselves? They don't love themselves, so how are you going to expect to get love? Like, if, like you say, if you're in a marriage, whatever, like with my ex-wife, she was a mess, and I didn't know that, and I'm like, why is she flipping like this? And even when I call my mother-in-law, you know, like I said, I would come home and I thought the house was robbed a couple of times, and like stuff thrown everywhere, all in the, you know, like in every drawer, everything's all out. So it looked like somebody robbed, plants thrown around. And I remember I called her and I said, I think we got robbed. And she said, did you have a little argument? I said, yeah. She said, I thought it was funny. I said, this is crazy. What the hell? You know? I said, what? Did I get my, and I used to always, and I was like, why? You know, and then my mother died 3 days before my wife. Women have intuitions, and I always wondered, and I always blame my ex-wife for it. I'm like, you're the cause of my, you know, who you can't really say, but I'm like, you know, because my mother was like, are you sure? You know, you sure? This, and I was like, the father was, I always had excuses. I said, well, I'll learn to love her. She said, you love her. I said, no, but I said, she's 29 and, like, single, and, it was stupid, but...
There are some people that are just poisonous to each other and never should have been together from day one.
Oh, no, no.
That's true.
No.
That's true.
Yes.
Yeah. And I definitely believe that.
And
yes.
Those are the ones that end up spending
and even though it can last for years,
right.
But if it's not meant to be, it's going to constantly be problems.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, no matter how hard you try to make it work, it's not going to work.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And I, the one thing I do give credit that she's been married 20 years. That's pretty. I said that, and the guy that I said that's pretty impressive for him to be married to her for a long time. I said,
well,
that's
maybe it was just you.
I'm impressed with that. Because even my son said, because nobody, little sweet Mike, nobody would think it, but she was like, wow. But it is what it is, but.
Yeah.
That is impressive. My daughter does say, well, they've been married. You know, it's a mess. She can't be that bad. I'm like, cause I told her, you know, whatever, she got hurt. But she did have that point. I couldn't argue with it. Well, she's been married 20 years and you're still single. And I said, well, whatever. That's true. It's ain't nothing about that.
That don't mean nothing. That doesn't mean anything.
So he wasn't
yeah,
that.
Well, I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
But... life goes on. It's not an easy a thing to do. And like I say, when you start beating up yourself, abusing yourself with mental and, you know, just emotional abuse, you got to step back and, like, who's more important, you or that person that you're stressing over?
And, you know,
and I'll tell anybody, you know, I'm way more important than anybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So, It is what it is.
All right, what's the third one? You said there was three today?
No, two.
Oh.
You want to make a third one?
You have a topic, something you'd like to talk about, a question you'd like to ask, we do those too. As long as we keep it tasteful.
Yeah. I mean, you can add a topic or ask whatever if you want to.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Oh, let's keep talking about this one. I think of something. I don't want to do it off the top of my head. Okay, let's go back to the first one. Tino's, I got my roommate that he's been a childhood friend, but he's one of the most miserable people I know because he got a girlfriend that he's had for like 15 years and she never been together with him. And she just takes all his money and she lives in Pennsylvania, and he works for Transit for like 20 years.
Stop talking about people.
Oh, I am. and it's sad because he don't have nothing, I don't want to judge people like that, but he's like so mad that I'd be going to, you know, like, but he's mad at himself because I try to say what's wrong, but he's mad at himself because he's like, you know, all these years I don't work, whatever, and he sees whatever this and that, whatever, and because then that's why when the misery loves company, because when somebody sees you, whatever, and they're miserable, so they, you know, they're mad at themselves. He's really mad at himself, and I try to understand that because, you know, Chase, it's a lot of tolerance and patience with him. Like, he's done a lot for me. I've done a lot for him. He lived with me for a couple of years, and I've been, it's like, whatever going around coming before I went to Florida. His mom put him out for that reason that, you know, he was living with her, and then they're always buying this girl money, send this girl money and buy herself, you know, and then he couldn't give her money for, like, and he was living at home, you know, and whatever. And, but it's crazy. I don't want to get too much into it. But just like the whole thing is that when a lot of times when people say stuff, they're mad at themselves or they're hurting. And you gotta really see that, you know. So a lot of times when people say hurtful stuff, sometimes they're just straight haters. But a lot of times they're going through whatever, and that's what happens. So
I mean, like I said, that abuse thing is. I mean, and it's happening every single day. You know, some type of abuse. But again, like I said, a person can only do what you allow them to do. If you allow them to take you through each one of those abuse, guess what? You're going to go through it.
Mm-hmm. I went through it.
You know, but like I said, the first time you lay hands on me, because I've been through so much, you know, as when I was younger. You know, and like Barry was saying, or you, both of y'all might have said it, you know, we felt like that was part of the relationship.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, no, it wasn't.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, I'm stressing and going all crazy because of your actions and your doings, you know, and then when you decide that you want to put your hands on me, yeah, I'm going to fight back. But at the end of the day, you know, I was supposed to leave. I was supposed to walk away from that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because like you said, eventually you end up taking it right over into the next relationship, and the same thing happens.
Okay, yeah, okay, I got, now just, okay, here's another topic. Never, ever carry old relationships into a new one.
True. You leave that baggage behind.
Because, you know, a lot of times you're wounded, and then somebody else has pulled something on you, whatever, and you never recover from it, and then... Mm-hmm. When a new relationship comes, you don't give it a chance or whatever, and, you know, you judge from the other thing, and you think, oh, here we go again, whatever. And, I mean, nothing's perfect, but then when you take an old relationship into a new one, it's bound to not work because you're always thinking the same thing like you know, was before when you was hurt, and you never give the other new relationship time. So, I mean, you got to be wise if you've been really hurt. You know, you got to be wise to see more red flags. But never take, like, the complete relationship or the total hurts into a new one. Because you're only cheating yourself.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, with that being said, we're going to go to another song. You all just hold the line. Mm-hmm. And we'll be right back.
All right.
We're going to go to
the woman that wants you but don't need you. Hey, can't figure it out, there's something about her. Cause she walks like the boss, talks like the boss, manicure and nails are set the pedicure wrong. She's fly effortlessly, and she moves like the boss, do what a boss do. She got me thinking about getting involved. That's the kind of girl I need.
Thank you. To get rid of the dead weight from the shoulders, the relationship.
Look, I'm going to have to do that one because I'm already feeling like 30. So if I'm feeling like 30 now, I got to be feeling like I'm 19 or 21. I got to be 21, so that's legal age.
All right, that's what's up. So get your health right, get your mind right, your body right, your soul right. Get it right, get right with God. Do it. He's a wonderful here.
Got to get your mind right. Always got that mind. Keep that mind
always.
Right.
Yes, oh yeah.
You're right.
Mm-hmm.
You're right about that one.
Your mind ain't right. You ain't going to be right.
Exactly. For real, though.
Yeah.
It is
what it is, you know.
Yeah, it is. That's my story, and I'm sticking with it.
Yep. I'll write it then.
That's the stuff we've been talking about tonight. People's mind wasn't right. Their mind wasn't right. Problems. Their mind right.
Listen, there were times, though, where my mind wasn't right because I was bound by depression.
I
was insecure, bound by unforgiveness. I was bound by so many things, you know. But once you clear your mind, your soul, your spirit, you clear yourself of all that dead weight. And I say it again, Barry, you were the first one to say it tonight. You walk better. You talk better. And people notice that.
Everywhere I go. Like, yo, B, man. I'm doing this big workout, which I'm not. I need to do a little more, but it's not because I was bound by unforgiveness and crazy stuff. My pressure's like, doctors are going to start weaning me off my medication because I'm young, you know, I take a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I had all the unforgiveness. Like, you know, like, yeah, what do you, I mean, I stopped pretty much sugar. I'm having feelings like, I don't know, because I stopped the sugar like, I haven't been feeling right for the last 2 or 3 weeks. And then sometime I think when I, so Kenny talked, I actually talked to Kenny and he goes, I said, yeah, because I lost like 30, 40 pounds because I was like three. And I said, even though I'm a big guy, my frame, but then I think since you're getting sugar rushes. Because even when I went to the Yankee game last night and it was so hot and humid that, you know, when you sit in the bleachers, you could taste stuff. So I took my snacks, but I didn't drink. And then I went and got a large soda, because it was hot, I was sweating, I went and got a large soda, because I don't drink soda more. Then I felt that feeling, and I had to leave after, like, the sixth inning, because I felt disorientated, and I think it's something with the sugar. But I don't have diabetes, but it's just that I cut it out, so I think when I do eat sugar or whatever, it hits me and throws me, because I'm throwing off for some reason, but...
Oh, yeah, even if you're
with your mind, like, yeah, just with your mind, and then, you know, the sad part is that when you first find out, look back... Then you go through another thing, like you go with like, damn, all this time I've been fooled and I've been so, and you know, you feel like you lost, but God restores everything. He restores it slowly but surely on his time, and he restores with the locusts of stone. So, you know, it's a process, but he does say that, because like, I believe in my heart, that's why my aunt lived in 92, even though she does a lot of crazy stuff, that when her daughter had talked to her, because she kept saying, I don't believe I'm to 92 because, you know, God does restore back, you know, so she got the chance, even though they argue and fight, at least she got a daughter back because all the other sisters died in the 60s, so, I mean, when they were 60 years old, so. Just like my dad, wait, he lived in 95, you know, but then he had me at 55, so he always wanted that son, so, I mean, and he prayed in the legal reek, he was always in shape or whatever, but, I mean, he got to live to 95 and enjoy me and my son to, like, what, 6 months before he graduated from high school, and everybody's like, or is he going to live to see me graduate from high school? So that was a blessing. So, you know, it goes both ways.
Exactly.
It goes both ways.
Exactly.
All right.
Can y'all hear me?
Yes.
Yeah.
I have to tell you, God, honey, my phone keep going in and out. So y'all just bear with me. If you don't hear me for a minute, you know I done got knocked off.
All right.
It's getting even, seem like to me, it's getting worse. Everything went off in here just now. Huh?
Wow. Yeah,
everything in the house just went off.
I hear the cutting in and cutting out.
Yeah, and I'm trying to, I'm going to have to charge my cell phone, make sure that I have some type of, you know, of communication.
Right. Wow. I hope these storms bypass me. I truly do.
Hey, can I say something? And I know you're probably gonna laugh, but is it me or has the last 2 weeks been like great shows and like so much smoother? What is it?
You know what? Thank you, and I'd like to thank you for that. But I can't call it. I can't call what it is. Who, what, when, where, why, how? But it is what it is. You know, God works in serious ways, and
that's right.
And
that's what he's doing.
Yeah, we're just gonna be grateful for the experience and. Thank you for your acknowledgement, and you know, thank you for your participation in, you know, assisting, aiding us in having great shows.
Yeah.
You know, you've been there with us ever since you were, you know, brought into this. So we want to thank you. Give you a round of applause.
You fell asleep again.
Huh?
Thank you. You fell asleep again.
There it is. There's that round of applause. T, where you at? Where you at, T? Have you gone away? Has the storm thrown you off, T?
Yeah, I think
it's... T.
What happened? I got, girl, I'm just coming back.
Well, we had a
Barry, I wasn't asleep.
Hold on. Let me press rewind. Now, what had happened was... we had a very serious moment, and I'm laughing with joy right now because it feels great. Barry said, is it me or has the shows been running smooth the past 2 weeks, or I don't know what it is, but I said to Barry, I don't know who, what, when, where, why, how, but I'm just going to give it to God because, you know, it's in his hands, and we put it in his hands at all times, so to God be the glory, and I also congratulated Barry for, you know, aiding in us having successful shows, and I thank him. And we were waiting for the applause. Barry said, well, we don't fell asleep, so then all of a sudden we got the applause, and then you came back on. So, yes,
right.
God is just talent.
She's good.
I'm telling you, it's like, I'm glad I got a couple of friends over here because, honey, I would be up here shaking like a leaf. I do not do the thunder and lightning.
Hey.
Yes.
You a scaredy cat, but I'm scared of the thunder and lightning, too. So
so how you going to call me a scaredy cat?
I know.
Honey, listen, I know it can harm you.
Mm-hmm.
But I know I'm getting ready to move away from this window.
Yeah, they say don't sit by a window. And my father used to say, don't hold that baby while there's a thunderstorm. Put that baby down. Now somebody
girl,
can
they,
tell me, what does the baby have to do with a thunderstorm?
I don't know about no baby, but I know that they used to tell me, you don't get no water. You don't really supposed to be on the phone or something. I don't know. They got all kind of like... You know, yeah, it is. It's electrical, you know, and it could come.
So,
I said, that's
it just seems
there.
Like every time the lightning strike, it just cuts me off. Keep blinking in and out. What,
nah,
Barry?
But, that the thing with the phone is from the Green Acres days. That ain't gonna happen now. That's back if you was up on the pole making the phone call in Green Acres.
I don't believe that. I think it still could get you coming through that line. Ain't it?
Yeah, but not now. I mean, back in the old times it might have been, but not now. They would say, oh, hang up the phone. My mother would just say, hang up the phone and do this. Like, we flipping out. I'm like, what the hell? Just be bugging. Now, if I'm under a tree, I'm going to be nervous because I know it hits trees without a doubt.
Yes. Don't be out in the open field or on the beach.
Yeah, open
just
field,
take
yeah.
Take flight and just get somewhere safe.
The first thing you'll do is run under the tree to get out the rain, and that's when it hits the tree, you know?
Yes.
And even in the car, I feel safer because it's grounded by tires. You're actually safer than the car and in the house because, you know, the rubber. That's what they say.
Yes, I've heard that for a long time, too.
Yeah.
Steve,
yeah.
Have you got a phone off?
Oh,
I thought you got
a phone
off of it.
Not driving it. Driving it when the whole sky light up and it shake the car. That ain't too cool.
Nah, heck no.
Nah, that ain't too cool.
Heck no.
And your whole windshield
Diva, do you have do you have Diva mail today?
Oh yes, oh yes.
Well, we've approached that hour.
Yes, we have. Where is my introduction? Thank you, thank you.
I know, right? Because that was the cutest little thing. That's your introduction for that.
You know what?
They're dropping the bomb to... for you.
That's all I get now. You know what? I got such a nice commercial. Oh, I get a hand clap. I get a hand clap.
All right, now.
I had such a nice introduction, a nice commercial. Rich Money was on there, and it just had me jammed. I wanted to do a cartwheel and all, but because of this bad weather, we can't pull it off tonight. But that's all right. We have entered our portion of the show that we add a twist, a little turn in, and we do either Diva Mail or Finish the Trade or both. Tonight I have a Diva Mail. And I would like to read it to you all. Are we ready?
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay. Dear Divas, I am a female and recently ran into an old female friend of mine. We haven't seen each other in more than 10 years. We were very close. Well, she came on to me, which I ignored. We got back close, and I let her and her kids and her man into my home. We all got along great. I then started telling her about how much I couldn't stand my husband, which her husband lived with her, you know, so it's the two couples and all the kids or whatever. And he even abused me verbally in front of them on several occasions. Long story short, he broke up with her boyfriend, and he moved down south somewhere, and her two kids moved with her mom and her dad. I found her and my husband sleeping together, and her excuse was, I treated him like crap. What did this all mean? Her coming on to me, then sleeping with my husband? Is she mad at me for not sleeping with her? Please help me figure it all out. I've since left them both.
Wow. Mm-hmm. No, honey, she was just making that move to get to him.
Exactly.
Wow, that's deep. So now the one that tried to come on to her is sleeping with her husband now.
Uh-huh.
Is that
what you just said?
Yeah, she hadn't seen this female friend of hers in over 10 years. They saw each other out of the blue, and the female friend came on to her, but she ignored it. And then they got back close anyway, a friend, and she allowed her and the boyfriend coming to her and her kids to come into her home where she was with her husband, and they all started, you know, hanging out. So then she started telling her about how much she couldn't stand her husband, and even the husband started verbally abusing her in front of the friend. And
wow,
so the friend broke up with her boyfriend. The boyfriend moved down south, so the friend and her kids moved back in with her parents. Yes. The friend ended up sleeping with her husband, the girl who's writing the mail. That's grimy. Oh, yeah.
That's grimy.
She wants help. She has since left the husband and the best friend alone. However, she just wants help figuring it out. Like, will she ever
find...
Ain't
nothing to figure out. It's right there.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, that's what she was after all the time. It wasn't so much of her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but yeah, she is trying to get back at her, and she did a crazy way of doing it, you know, because a friend ain't going to do nothing like that.
Exactly.
You know, and friends like that, I definitely don't need no enemies.
Mm-mm, no, thank you, no.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, because if she was a true friend, she wouldn't have never went there. Actually, she would never try to come off on me like that, knowing that I don't flow that way. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
I don't get down like that, so why would you even come at me like that?
Mm.
That would have ended our friendship right there, see?
Exactly.
And you allowed her to come back, and actually, that's where that mental and emotional abuse came in, and that's what she's doing now.
Yeah.
Yep. Wow. That, 'cause that's all it is.
Mm-hmm. What is your take on it, Gary?
It is pretty grimy, but I can't talk because I used to do stupid stuff like that all the time, so. Karma came back to got me. I was a champ at that, but it does come back. I tell you what, it comes back on you. You can believe that. You better believe that.
Oh yeah,
karma's a mother dog.
That's karma.
Mhm. Comes back on you. So that's a fact. But it's grimy. I mean, you know, the whole point is like when you, especially. Now, nobody's never opened my house to me after that. I mean, I've done it with, you know, but that's really shady. So, you know, when you open your house to somebody and they come in and dress.
Uh-huh.
I know, like, it was, yeah. I ain't gonna say this person, I did say before, but I have relatives that, you know, this is like 30 years too, but, you know, the girlfriend let a girl come in and then, my cousin slept with her, then she, you know, she slept with about 15, 20 family members, and God knows who else. I mean, so
wow.
That's that. Yeah, yeah. And now she did that out of goodness of heart. You know, it's pretty sad when somebody, you know, they do that, you know, like open their door. That's really grimy. That's pretty, that's what
yeah,
that,
yeah.
That.
Wow.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, that happens every day too now.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you allow somebody that you think is really cool with you, and that includes family members.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, you let them into your home, and next thing you know, they all up in the bed with your man, your
yeah.
husband, or whatever.
Uh-huh.
You know, but you can't just fault that woman or that man for it, because it takes two to tangle.
Right.
You know, if I was staying with somebody and that, you know, happened, the first time he come off to me, I'm going to have to address him. It's going to have to be all three of us. Like, yo, you know, this and that is going on. I don't want you to pick and choose, but I want you to be aware of this situation. So when it really do go down, he get ticked off at me, he can't say that I came on to him. Because
right.
if you don't tell that person up front, of course they're going to look at you like, you know, you just as much fault if you don't come to them with it.
Yeah.
You know,
and
because if you keep allowing that person to disrespect you like that, knowing that you and that person are either family members or very close friends, they're going to continue to do it until you put your foot down and stop it right then and there.
Uh-huh.
It's best to nip it in the bud before it even starts.
Right.
Okay,
right.
What do you think about this? I know you got another man, but just what do you think about this? Like young girls that's like maybe 13 to 15, 16, and just like with the movie Precious, and the mother's boyfriend sleeps with them. You know, and then the mother blames the daughter.
Well, see, she's sick. That mother is sick. Because
yeah.
I'm going to tell you, let my daughter, yeah, she's grown now, but let my daughter come to me and say that any man that I'm dealing with at that time, or say, says something out the way to her. He's got to go. You know, but you got some mothers that sell their daughters to men. I mean, you know, all kind of craziness.
Yeah, and now, to the credit of my ex-wife, that's why she was, like, pretty much a nut, because I asked her, like, after 2 years of being mad, I was like, yo, you got to tell me, like, all this crazy stuff is not normal. I said, you got to really tell, I mean, what's the, everything's been a secret. Like, this whole thing has been such a secret. It's crazy. And then she told me that she was 13, and her mother's brother raped her. I mean, boyfriend raped her.
Wow.
She got pregnant, and the mother blamed her. And she had the baby at 13 and gave it up for adoption, and the mother put her in a foster home. And
wow.
that's how she met my ex-father-in-law and mother-in-law. And everything, I was like, didn't I, everything, you know, but it was kind of, I think that's what she said, you know, because then I did leave not a little bit after that. But I think that's why she has never forgotten, because my son's like, what? Why is she never, like, she's been happily married for 20 years, whatever. And I said, well, do your sister know that she has an older brother? It's like, maybe, well, my wife just turned 55, so he has to be 42. So I said, you know, that's the whole thing. And so she felt that I walked out of after she, like, confided in me, which it wasn't that. It was a lot of crazy stuff, but in her mind, she thinks that. So That's the only reason why I can't. You know, if you're supposed to be happy, I mean, she still. And she said the way he walked out on me, because that's what she told my daughter. The way he left me, because I guess when I left, she was 6 weeks pregnant. She didn't know she was pregnant. I didn't. And then she kept saying she was pregnant. You know, I thought she was just trying to get me to come back. So it was a lot of that stuff was unforgiveness, but she really did pour out her heart. And so, you know, and that's sad for like a mother to like accept her. Plus, the girl's on. It's rape. No matter what, it's rape. She's on. It's raping.
Right.
Like the daughter came on to her nut. She still raped her. She's a little girl. She's not, you know. I mean, some girls are more permissive.
Yeah.
She's still rape.
Wow.
But you know, I went through that. I went through that, and when I told, you know, I got accused of being out of place. I got the worst butt whooping, you know.
And
I seen that nothing was going to become of it. So that's when I called my father, because I was all the way in Alabama, you know, and this was happening. And they were saying, oh, you just fast and da-da-da-da, you know, like it was all me.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that messed me up for a while. And that's all that happens in the long run. You have these young girls and boys, you know, and they don't know a way out. You don't know what they could do to, you know, get away from it.
Right.
Especially when you don't have that parent on your side.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or whoever your guardian or whoever, you know, is around you and allowing it to happen. You know,
and
you
it's
just
so
can't.
Sad.
It really is.
I remember growing up, and my, you know, a couple of my father's friends that he was raised with, they just didn't seem right to me. Now, I was too young to tell that, you know, what was wrong, what wasn't right, but, you know, the ones that wanted the little girl to sit on their laps all the time and would always try to, you know, go around the corner with the little girls. I'm talking about the little girls. And I saw something wrong with that. These grown men with gray hair, you know, trying to always want the little girls to sit on their laps and stuff. And I thought something was wrong with it, but I didn't know. Now, later on, throughout the years, I found out that a few of them were, you know, in fact, messing with the little girls. And one of them ended up even, you know, catching a charge or whatever. But you just, it goes on and you just, it's sad. It's sad. So sad you have these older men messing with these younger, you know, girls.
Yeah. And sometimes they get away with it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Too many times.
That's even worse.
Yeah.
And it leads girls to, like, a substance, substance abuse and all that, because they're messed up sexually. They don't know. You know? And it leads them to substance abuse and all kind of stuff because, you know, they feel, you know, whatever. I don't know. I'm not a woman, but it just messes them up. I know that. I met a lot of girls. As, like, you know, they've been messed up, and they said, you know, because of sexual stuff, like, early, you know?
It bothered me. I mean, you know, I was emotionally unstable for a minute behind all of that.
Yeah.
You know, and I, at first, it took me a long time to just even think about, you know, a relationship or anything. Because I was like, what, 11 and 12? Well, 10, 11 when it started.
Uh-huh.
And it just was, man, it wasn't no pretty sight, put it that way.
Wow.
You know, but I just forgave, after 40 years.
Uh-huh.
Maybe it might not even been a year ago. I just opened up about it. You know, and once I got that closure, I was fine. But, you know, that it really affected me for a while.
Mm-hmm.
It really affected me.
And we are proud of you. We are proud of you, Sister Diva T, for coming out with it and sharing it with us and, you know, allowing us to help you, you know, put it out there, you know.
Yeah, because, honey, I didn't know how I was going to get through that. You know, because I was like, am I going to have to live with this the rest of my life without being able to open up to somebody?
Right. So many people don't say, you know, they don't talk about it. They don't, you know, they keep it in and they carry it with them, and that's weight upon your shoulders. That's dangerous, carrying a lot of things around like that, even if it's just one thing. It's dangerous.
Yeah.
Unsafe. Yeah. We have another deeper mail.
Okay.
From a female. I'm in a relationship with someone
I'm in a relationship with someone I think is the same sex as me. He or she won't show me what's down there, and always done in the sexual actions are always done in the dark, but the sex is good. How do I find out if it's a he or a she? I'm curious. It doesn't matter, but I want to and think and that I deserve to know.
Okay. Wait a minute. Hold up.
Yeah,
are you not going to know?
She says, she didn't say how long they were in the relationship or, you know, anything other than I'm in a relationship with someone I think is the same sex as me. He or she won't show me down there. So she thinks, I guess in the beginning she thought it was a man. She says he or she won't show me what's down there, and it's always in the dark. But the sex is good.
Wait a minute. My thing is, okay, if you haven't, you got to know if it's a real or deal, or is she asking, was this a man first, or... I ain't getting that one.
See, well,
she sounds like she got some mental problems.
You got to see the way she typed the email, because it's missing a couple of words and misspelled a whole bunch of them. So I had to put two and two together to even make it look like it was so I know that it's coming from a female who thinks she's supposed to be in a relationship with a male, but she, for some reason, thinks that it's a girl, because the person won't show her what's down there, and it's always done in the dark. So it does appear that anyway. Yes, dear, you deserve to know whether or not it's a male or a female, and you should. In my opinion, I think that she should just flat out ask. I think she should just flat out ask.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Why would you even have sex with that? Well, you know, that person, whoever that is, has some serious issues.
Yeah.
She's emotionally, mentally, physically, she all the abuse. Something has went wrong with her in life. Because, see, my thing is, we going to leave these lights on because I want to see if anything wrong down there anyway. Because
exactly.
If it's looking like something wrong, then you got to go.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah.
I mean, it could be bugs and everything crawling down there.
And people.
You want to know that bad. You know, you feel. Touch, feel.
Listen,
my words to her is stop being a dummy, you big dummy, because you got issues just as well as that other person. Because if you sitting there and only allow it to happen at night and not trying to find out, you know, come out with it, then you don't deserve to know. You talking about how good it is, keep doing it.
All right. See what happened to you. See what happened to you.
Exactly. Because, honey, hush. What'd you say, Barry?
That's a good one. Wow. As Teddy printed it, I was like, turn on the lights. Don't turn them off. Turn the lights on.
But, I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
That's, like you said, the way that they wrote it, so, what you expect?
Right. It sounds like it's coming from a big dummy. I mean, if you're listening, you need to, I'm going to pray for you, girl. We're praying for you here at GQ Palace. I'm sorry. I don't know if it was a hoax or somebody just trying to get attention, but, we're praying for you over here at GQ Palace, honey.
Wow. Yeah, because she got some serious issues, and... She need to, I tell you what, she need to go seek and talk to somebody.
And she needs, something's, we just talking about, hey, get your mind right. Mind right.
She need to get more than that mind right, because she cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. As my grandbaby always say, she cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, mama.
Something.
Wow.
That mind right.
I mean, but that's,
hope she's,
man,
listening. Whatever. I hope they, whoever it is, listen.
Hey. I hope they listening too.
Yeah.
Hey, honey, you know, you don't even have to give your name, but you can come on and give some feedback on it. You ain't got to say that it's you.
Mm-hmm.
Press that one. Because we ain't here to judge nobody. If we could be of any help, then we will. But that situation right there, honey, you need some license help with that. Psychological.
You don't need no trench or hat or nothing like that. Or some stage on. You can just come on to be a nun. Need help.
Lord.
Ooh, Lord. That poor thing is hoo-wee.
Yeah, yes. Well,
and like I say, Diva, I don't know what to tell her. Because she's in a rut all by herself on that one.
Yeah, you know, it could be what you call a hermaphrodite or whatever it is. No, we have two.
Yeah, it could be.
They exist, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm, am I the only one hearing the echo?
I think I heard it now. I heard just one little echo.
Yeah.
Definitely
a lot. Wow. Oh, Lord, I'd have heard it all.
Yes. So, all right, so that's our topic about why do men and women try to sabotage each other and people's relationships, especially when you tell them that you are in a relationship. It is important when in any friendship or when you communicate with anyone in life, to always have that confidence and know who you are. We don't always know who we're dealing with, because we're going to come across all walks of life, but at least know yourself, esteem, you know, have yourself esteem up and carry yourself with respect at all times, with a lot of dignity, and you'll get a lot further.
Yes.
What it is, they really want the dang thing, and they wishing they was with it. They want the dang thing, and they ain't getting it, so they said, if I ain't getting it, no one's getting it.
Well, what would you do if your lady came in late and smelling like somebody else? What would you do? Smelling like somebody else's perfume.
Tell them to go back where they came from.
Hey, I would
you ain't leave her smelling like that. Get out of here.
This is how my niece told me this, because I grew up as an only child, but I do have a half sister, like my son and my daughter. And my niece said that she would know how her boyfriend was cheating, because first thing when she respects, she'll tell him to pull down his pants like she's going to, you know, do him, and she would smell like this cheap soap from a hotel. You know that cheap soap you have. Or some cologne out. She's trying to get rid of that scent.
The freshness. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was so funny. And she told me, she said, that's how I knew that, you know, a woman could tell. Man,
there are different ways to tell.
Yeah, but you know what? If I got to do all of that, then I don't even need you, seriously.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, if I got to, every time you come in, I ain't sniffing on, I ain't no monkey smeller first.
in my experience, I'm going through it. I've had to snoop. I had to take pictures. I had to do all sorts of stuff. It was crazy. But I'm so grateful that I got. Passed. That God is good, and I became victorious over it all. Thank you.
There you go. There you go.
I got a friend.
But I mean, when you got to start being a monkey smeller, then you need to let that situation go.
Oh yes.
Oh, yes. Because that's all it is. You a monkey smeller.
Yes. Yes. So true. Oh, goodness.
Shoot.
I had a boy that this wife, she was like, they would be on the run all the time, and He would check tire tracks highway.
What?
He seen any kind of tire tracks different than his? Right, like, because he would, we would work 4 to 12, right? And this happened to our cousins, like, too. When he would work 4 to 12, as soon as he would pull out, the other guy would pull in. So my boy, this is before it happened to our cousin, tire tracks.
Uh-huh.
That's crazy, because, I mean, anybody could pull in your driveway just to visit. But if you got to go through all that, taking tire tracks in your driveway, that's how long
it is. Time for somebody to kick rocks, seriously. You know, that's just like taking a mileage down when she goes somewhere or something. No, 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 no. You know, and if you that insecure, then, you know, you need to go anyway. But sometimes people do that to cover up their own mess.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, well, that's that old song, who's sleeping with my old lady when I'm out sleeping with somebody else? Got to take care of home.
Oh, is doing who?
A rude awakening.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Or either like your boy, I was checking out and she was checking in at the hotel.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now that would be a hard thing, you know. Now what would you do in that situation? If you was out creeping, okay?
Uh-huh.
And y'all go to this certain hotel or whatever, and as you coming out, a car pulls up beside you. You look over there, and it's your mate in the car. What would you do?
Okay. Been there, done that.
Ain't nothing you can do or say. I mean, because you both of you dead wrong.
I was younger. I was young, in my teens. Thought that I was, I went and got my, I borrowed my sister's car. I didn't even have a full license. I think I had a permit. And I was going to see this, you know, other person. And I was in a little friendship or relationship or whatever, which is little boy. I call him little boy because he was immature. So I'm driving. I stopped at a light. I looked over and there's a car full of guys. So I'm all in their face and looking and lo and behold, it sure was my boyfriend. How stupid did I look? Yeah. Yeah.
What did you do?
Pedal to the metal, girl. Thank God. They were too busy and did not recognize it was me with somebody else in the vehicle with me. Yeah. Oh my goodness! If I were white, I would have turned red.
Look, you black, and you probably see a turn.
Oh, how embarrassing! But yeah, he never knew. I never told him. I don't think I ever told anybody. Never told anybody the story. Yeah.
I mean, but seriously, how could you really say anything to your mate? If you both of you dead wrong.
Yeah.
That would
have to be something that you go to your grave without telling them unless y'all split up and you just want to tick him off. Well, you remember so-and-so time when you was at so-and-so place? I seen you.
No,
go ahead.
No, you know, it's harder to cheat in, like, a suburb or, like, a little town than, the city, because you got to park it pretty much, if you're stupid, see people's cars parked there overnight or late at night, and you know somebody's creeping, you know?
Jonathan Divas, we do have another caller. I'm going to bring this next caller on. Caller, are you there?
Hey.
Oh, hi, Lord. Hey.
Hi, everybody.
Good, how are you?
Good. I'm about to take that off speaker now. I was listening and multitasking.
Okay. So you done heard all the juicy topics and everything?
Oh, yeah. Interesting.
We've been all over the world tonight.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I've been listening. Around the world and back again.
I know that's right. So what's your input on them?
Well, which one?
Which one you want to start with?
All right, let's see. About the one about sabotaging relationships, miserable. You know?
Okay.
Misery loves company. They don't want to see you happy.
For
so
sure.
They figure if they can get in there and break it up, then it's not a happy home anyway.
Thank you.
So,
thank you.
You know, to me.
Thank
I mean,
you.
I guess it's not as happy as we thought.
That's true.
There you
right.
go.
You know?
Right. You know, to let an outsider come in and break up what you got.
Right, and
you
I
know,
mean,
I'm not
letting that go easy. That's crazy to me. But okay,
yeah.
It does happen, but it does happen now.
Yeah,
oh, of course,
yeah.
Of course.
Yeah, if you happen. Allow.
That's right.
You know.
That's right.
And like I keep saying, a person can only do what you allow them to do.
That's right.
So true.
Got that right. Okay, and what was
so,
the other one? The topic. Not the topic.
Do you think verbal, mental, and emotional abuse is just as bad as physical abuse?
Oh, yes, I do. Actually, I think it could be even worse sometimes.
Yeah.
I think it can be worse, depending on what's being said and how long it's being said, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But that was actually a really good topic because I have someone listening, okay? And
okay,
he
cool.
might press the one button. I'm not sure. But I'm going to explain to you the scenario.
Okay.
And you guys tell me what you think about it, okay?
Yeah, okay.
All right. In a relationship, they've been in a relationship for 16 years since they were little kids, right?
Uh-huh.
And they started breaking up off and on, back and forth. And the guy wasn't really ever a looker. Like, he wasn't that, like, that attractive guy. Like, he had a good heart, you know, and
mm-hmm.
he knew how to treat a person, but he wasn't the best looking guy ever, you know. So
okay.
What ended up happening, I hope I'm getting it right, what ended up happening was she was big and he was big. She lost her weight. He lost a little bit of weight. Well, he had, like, a low self-esteem, so he used to, like, do all the stuff, like, you know, help her out, cook for her, stuff like that. He's spoiled. His parents have a lot of money. So where I'm going with this is after they break up, make up, back and forth, they get to, I think she said, what, age 22, I think it was, and she decided, like, okay, you know what, I don't really want to do this anymore, you know, like, you know, I'm seeing signs that you're doing something different, and I'm not really happy with this, that, and the other. Now, he came from a good, solid home, okay? She
mm-hmm.
was like a wanderer, you know? She moved out when she was 16, always did her own thing, always made her own money, stuff like that. So he went out, and he saw the world. He explored the world, right? So they're apart. He's exploring the world, so she starts exploring the world. So then he comes, and he says, oh, let's be together. Let's get back together. Initially, she's like, no. Then finally, they got back together. Well, to me, she was trying to say that he couldn't accept the fact that she had went out and was with somebody, if you know what I mean.
Uh-huh.
Like, you know, in that intimacy, okay? And he couldn't accept that. So he started telling her, oh, well, you can't wear that because you're too big. You know, he's no longer cooking.
Wow.
He's no longer, like, respecting her like that. He's being disrespectful. He's being verbally, you know, just like verbally just beating her down. She said verbal abuse. I agree, you know, with the certain things that
yeah.
she was saying. She was
right.
like that it was nothing ever physical. It was all verbal, you know, where like he would really like beat her down mentally. So as they, you know, they're together, then they break up. They're together, then they break up. So the last straw was they went to one of his family's a vacation with like a bunch of couples. Okay, they go to the vacation. Well, what ended up happening was she decided she wanted to check his phone because he was acting different. She checked the phone, and on the phone he was entertaining somebody else. Okay, so she's like starts to like hyperventilate, you know. So she gets dressed and she's telling him, oh, she could barely breathe. I can't breathe. This, that, and the other. And he's like, oh, well, what's wrong with you? You know. So she asked if her dress was too tight. That's why she couldn't breathe, you know. And
long story short, what they ended up doing was she started yelling. Everybody was walking out because they was about to go to a club. So they're all dressed ready for the club, okay? All the guys opened the doors for their women, okay? He didn't open the door for her. So she stopped and she stood still and she was like, I want to go home right now. She starts yelling and screaming, acting a fool. So everyone's like, oh, well, you know what? Y'all not going to the club. Y'all stay home and work on y'all relationship, okay? So long story short, they were arguing for an hour. She decided to leave. She Googled a cab. Mind you, they were out of state. They took the airplane to get to wherever they was at. She Googled a cab, got a cab, had a cab take her to the airport, changed her flight information so that she can get on the next flight going back to New York. And she left him there.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Okay. So you heard me. She left him. She came back to New York. And he was still on vacation because that's what it was, a vacation trip.
Uh-huh.
So Monday, they go to, now mind you, she hasn't spoke to him since this happened over the weekend. Monday come, her and her girls is at the mall. So he comes walking down the escalator. She says hello to him. He makes this funny face like, what's up? And kept on walking. Who's wrong in this situation?
Oh, snap. He is actually, I mean, you know, why would you take her somewhere and belittle her? You know, you already abused her emotionally, you know, and to just act a fool like that. Now, I would have walked away, too. If I could have got her there, you know, I'm somewhere I don't know nobody but you. No. I would have left, too.
Well, see, she said that it was, she was saying that she was so upset she couldn't control her anger. That's why she left.
Well, she did the best thing because it could have got physical. And yep. Who knows, you know his family going to take part on his side.
All right. Well, I spoke to a guy today, right?
Uh-huh.
And the guy told me, because I was saying, like, you know, that she kind of went to the extreme of taking the cab and leaving, you know, the state and coming back to New York all by herself. That's dangerous, you know. I said, so I don't think that I would have did that. I think I would have, like, eliminated myself from the situation by, like, going for a walk or something like that. I don't think I would have caught the cab, Googled a cab, caught a cab from there to the airport, changed my flight, and came back to New York. Now that you've done that, there's definitely no turning back. You know, because now
that's true.
They left you guys at the house. So now that he has to explain to his family where you at and why didn't he go with you.
True.
That's embarrassing. So the guy said to me that he thought that she should apologize.
They both need to apologize, in my opinion. They both need to apologize. I mean, she didn't have to get that upset. She got really upset over him not opening the door. That's what really made her go over the roof, right?
I think it was the fact that she checked his phone. She checked his phone and he was
entered. She checked that at home, though.
But mind you, it wasn't the first time she checked his phone, so it wasn't like, you know, they have been arguing back and forth. Right, and they break up all the time. And last time I heard, they were apart. Now all of a sudden,
okay,
they go on a vacation together.
Those red flags were there. All that
definitely, definitely.
She knew that there was a possibility that something can go down. Just enjoy the stupid vacation and don't say anything.
Right.
And she should have just enjoyed that vacation, period. And then when she got home, then just cut them off the hell off.
Exactly.
But yeah, I'll agree with you on that. You know, because obviously he must have felt done for. He did take her with him, you know. He didn't have to take her.
They had sixteen years
together. But I
think
they need to leave each other alone, though, because that could end up getting very, very dangerous.
Well, I'm going to tell you, I said to her, I feel like, you know, like both of them should apologize. But,
mm-hmm.
he blocked her from, like, all the social media sites. So this way, like, there's no communication whatsoever. Blocked her phone number and everything, you know. So only thing I didn't like about it was I felt like he's acting like she's this horrible person, that she did something wrong to him, you know.
Of course,
like,
he is because of that male ego. He's going to act
right.
like that.
right, in my life. And
so that he gets
if you can say, right, so I felt like, you know, so I wanted to make sure the advice that I gave her today was correct, you know. I pretty much said that, okay, you know, when, if he ever approaches you and he tells you that he's sorry for this, that, and the other, you know, that I think that you do have to apologize, but you're not apologizing for going through his phone. You're apologizing because you're a lady, and a lady doesn't conduct herself the way you conducted yourself, yelling and screaming at somebody else's house.
Right.
That
true,
you don't
true,
do.
True.
You know.
Even if
you're
driven.
I said that. I said, so to me, when you are, when you say you're a lady, you're a woman, I'm grown, grown women shouldn't act like that. You shouldn't allow somebody to get you so upset where you're yelling and screaming, you know, acting a fool in front of everybody. If that's the case and you were that mad about him, about, you know, going through his phone, then you should have said, you know what, babe, we got to talk. Let's go for a walk. Let's do something, you know. You hold it all inside, and then that's what happened. She exploded.
You exploded.
So she was really, like, having, like, an anxiety attack over it because she couldn't control her emotions.
Yeah. Aww.
You know, she was so, and, like, even, like, working with her today, like, you could tell. She was like, you know what, I love him, but I'm just not going to deal with it. Like, you know, she was explaining to me that, like, she understood. Well, you know, yeah, she said she, you know, she understood that, like, he had low self-esteem and this, that, and the other. And she was happy that he had, like, friends, you know, and, like, he started feeling better. But she said never in a million years would she have thought that he would have been with another female. And after you give your 16 years to somebody, that you walk away with
nothing. That's a long time.
You know,
yeah,
instead of like, you know,
sometimes
instead of like,
it takes that long.
Right. Right. So,
it takes,
you know,
that long.
So
sometimes even longer. Sometimes even longer, unfortunately. Especially for those of us who do have low self-esteem. At a young age, I had low self-esteem. You know, so it's going to take me a little longer than it's going to take other people to realize my self-worth and, you know, and know how to act upon it and be who I need to be. So I totally understand. I can empathize and sympathize with what she went through and what she's going through.
Yeah.
That's
the thing. I mean, I feel her as far as saying that, you know, him not being the best looking thing, but, you know, somebody's personality can make them, I mean, look better than a handsome man or female, you know, when you got that good heart. But when you start downgrading someone else because you went out there, you know, and got a taste of the world, don't do that. You know, because you're really going to, and karma's going to come back to him. But, you know, she got to keep her head up and know that she's still beautiful. She's still beautiful. You know, don't let him get you down saying these things, because I went through the same thing with my last relationship. You know, this man was saying this and that. I don't want you because your voice is this, and, you know, you're not, you're too short. And, I mean, all kind of mess. And it was only to cover up his dirt. You know, he was out here doing his dirt. So, you know, he started saying all these different things to me. And, you know, I was really looking at myself like, really? You know, why was you with me for 4 years before you decided this?
Right.
You know, and I mean, I really started feeling some type of way. And I was going through them problems, too, because I wanted to beat him up real, real bad. But I know that wasn't gonna, you know, it wasn't gonna make things better. And right to this day, you know, he's married. But every time, you know, you wanna call me and say, hey, how you doing? Oh, I'm fine. Well, you know, so and so, so I don't wanna hear nothing about your wife. I don't. You know, go ahead. You know, you put me down like I was a doormat or something, so no, I don't have time.
Yeah.
You know, but like I said, if she's listening, sweetheart, keep your head up. The our dog don't want no bones, first off, and I'm a heavy woman too. I'm a BBW, but I love the skin that I'm in. And if you don't like what you're looking at, then leave it alone. But after 16 years, please.
But I'm gonna tell you, if you guys could see her when I tell you. The chick is bad. She's not no ugly chick. Like, you know, like she has, you know, she has like a little bit of acne, you know. But overall, she's a pretty girl. Like, she's no, you know, she's no Beyonce, but she got no stomach. She got a nice shape. You know, so it's it's not even like she's like 200 pounds and her belly's hanging over her pants. It's nothing like that. Nothing is nothing like that. And that's why I was like, listen, I was like, yo, I said, you're beautiful. And she has matched, she's a red bone, very red, very yellow, high yellow, with hazel eyes. She's cute.
This is a bird type of,
cute. And those are naturally hers, not contact.
Red bone?
So she's, so it's not like she's, a, you know, so that's why I really couldn't understand it. So I just said, you know what? She pretty much, she got a taste of the world, you know? So when he got a taste of the world and people blowing up his head, you know, now he's on top of the world. And she said, listen, but I didn't, you know, fall in love with him and want to be with him for what he looks like. It was how he treated me. It was how we bonded together, you know. And
hey, I commend her for that. Because not too many nice-looking girls do that. They want the bad boys with the nice hair and this and that. And they,
yeah,
they want,
exactly.
And what the guys do is dog them. And they come back crying. Oh, how could he treat me like this? You seen that from day one. You didn't want, you just stupid. So if a girl's like that, you're gonna take somebody, a nice guy from his heart, and he's not Billy D or somebody, the best looker, you know. So, you know what? Tell them to get their minds right. Tell them to get their minds right.
I agree.
Tell them to get their minds right.
That. I told her to do some nice, like,
sweetheart, if you listening, you keep your head up. And no, you know, like she was telling you, yeah, you say sorry because you are a woman. But at the end of the day, do you?
Yep.
You got to be happy before you can make anybody else happy. And if you're sitting there soaking over this, you know, you're only hurting yourself. You're taking yourself through the emotional, you know, and the mental abuse. And so don't do it to yourself. You deserve everything. So
I agree, and I can't, you know, and I hope she's listening, you know, only because like when I gave her the advice, I was just like, wow, you know, like I've been there. That's what I said to myself. And as I was telling her, I'm like, listen, I done been where you are already, you know, and the fact that you're able to talk about it, that's great, you know, but I could see it in your heart that like you're struggling with it. And I said to her, if he came back to you today and he apologized for everything that he's ever did wrong, would you take him back? She said no. I said, oh, okay. I don't believe that. You know, I don't.
She just feels that way.
You know what?
She just feels that way because she's upset right now.
But I'm going to tell you now, and Rachel, you know, and T, I believe you know as well. Now, going through somebody's phone, you go through somebody's phone, if you don't find no pictures, and you don't find, oh, I enjoyed myself last night, or I had a great date, you know, if you find it like, oh, babe, I hope you're okay, you know, and stuff like that, to me, girl, please, that's the intention of cheating.
Yeah.
When you find something,
yeah,
like the intention is there or the option is there. If you find something like, yeah, last night was great, now I know you're cheating. You know
what I'm
saying?
You got a problem. Yeah.
Right. Now you just look and you find a little stuff. Girl, I told her when you find big stuff, then come talk to me because I done seen some big things, you know.
And what
you telling me, and that's the thing, I'm always honest with you, you know. What you telling me that you saw, that's nothing. That's, he had the,
and you should have let that go on the slide.
Right. He could have did it.
Yep.
He could have did this, or there's an option, you know. When you tell me, yeah, I seen some pictures, or I read something that said I enjoyed myself last night, then come talk to me. But if you ain't seen none of that, you in a clear nowadays.
Yeah.
You can't stop him from interacting, you know, with the opposite sex, if that's what you're trying. You know, you can't stop him for that. He can do that anyway.
But you know, the thing is, too, sometimes, you know, you look for dirt, you get hurt, but like you say, in that situation, that wasn't even nothing to even get upset about.
Man, that ain't nothing. I done seen some things. Trust me, girl, I done seen some things.
I don't
nothing.
Even want to talk about it.
that was nothing.
It looked, when you checked in and everything.
Look, I look, I've read some things and seen some pictures that's out of this world. So you can't possibly tell me, oh, I hope you okay, you know, and somebody calling you baby is sufficient. Nah, honey, that's the intent right there.
Right. Right, then you got some serious problems.
Right. When you got evidence, come talk to me.
Right.
Wow.
Right now, you don't have no evidence to me, but I can't tell your heart not to feel no pain, you know?
Right, that's true.
That's on you.
Because, you know, you don't know what she might have went through before, but I don't know, 16 years?
Man, listen.
You dealt with this for 16 years, honey.
I'm going to tell you, I feel like this. 16 years, y'all broke up, got back together, When y'all was children.
It was something there.
When y'all was children, y'all was dating, okay? When y'all was in high school, y'all was dating. You know, only difference is if he continued in his college and she didn't continue in her college, she had to work and do what she had to do. So I told her that I believe that part of that mistake was when she said at the age of 22, go ahead out and do what you got to do. You know, I want you to be happy. When she told him that, he lost his mind in the process. And she didn't think it was going to happen. But that's her fault.
She gave him that permission. She gave him that green light.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
And you thought he was going to come back and he was going to be the same person. No such thing at the age of 22. Or when they come back, they're completely different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
So I feel bad for her. You know, I definitely feel bad for her. And like I
told
her, I've been there already, you know?
Yeah.
We here at GQ Palace will keep Redbone in our prayers.
Ow, I like that.
Yeah, and then feel free to call anytime, sweetie.
That bone.
But we've reached that hour, you know, where we go around the table and give everyone the final thought.
Mr. Barry.
Yeah.
You want to give your final thought?
Oh, yeah. Great show again. It's like, how could I put this right? It's like real topics and like real stuff. Like it's digging deep for everybody that we've all had our hurts and hangups, but it seems like we're all tapping into that source. And as we do that, we become more free and freer and deal with life a much better. So I think these are excellent shows because it's good. Because, you know, I'm getting healing. I don't know about anybody else, but I'm getting healing because... You know what? It's becoming being honest with yourself. Because a lot of times we hit stuff, and I used to always say, I ain't going to let other people find this stuff out, you know? My cousins always say, talk about this about your mom. And this. I was like, no, the family secret stuff. That's the sickest thing, when you keep the family secrets inside because it kills you. And then, like with my 92-year-old aunt, a lot of family secrets are coming out now, and she's so bitter because my son's asking her, well, why is this like this, and why is this like that? And you was a nice-looking woman, but you didn't have a boyfriend for like 50 years. What is that? And I got them mad because she would drive every man away. So it's a lot of stuff that family secrets, everything comes to light. Everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
The best is just to be honest. Forgive is number one because that frees you. Forgive and be honest, and it might be a little bumpy road when you forgive and be honest, because you know it could be a little hurt there. But it's better than the person like keeping it. The other person finds out if you're hiding something from, like you said, with your all this sex stuff. You know, especially if you change and came to the law, you got to say, oh, I did. You know, just be honest and post him. And everything's not going to be easy, but you're freeing yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So just be honest, and these are good shows, like, because we tap on something that we all, each topic is like something we went through, so it's a healing process for me, so I'm really enjoying this. It's like, this is real what we're doing now.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Oh.
Real.
Well said, Mr. Barry.
Yes.
Well said, Mr. Barry. I didn't hear the whole. I didn't hear what's his name tonight. The Lonely Heart Club.
Oh no, his partner wasn't here tonight.
I think this is too intense for him.
He couldn't find no jokes about it.
Right. This is a little serious tonight.
you know, when you get real deep, he don't come around.
Oh, stop it. But what my final thought is, I have to say, you know, I'm thankful for the show because it definitely allows us to be able to, like, come together and talk about real reality stuff, you know, not the fake stuff from TV, mm-hmm. even though it's really hilarious, but, you know, the TV, but I enjoy watching it and laughing. But it makes me feel good that we're able to come together and say, oh, you know what, well, this is what happened today. What do you think about it, you know?
Uh-huh.
And then the topics definitely touch us, you know, and it hits home. Somebody can relate
yeah.
to it somewhere.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
So, and I'm thankful. So I enjoyed myself tonight. I listened for most of the, you know, show because I was trying to multitask at the same time. You know how I have to do.
yes.
So, sorry I couldn't join you guys earlier, but I truly enjoyed myself tonight. And I look forward to speaking to you guys next week, Wednesday.
And thanks for calling. Thanks. Okay, Steve.
No shows this weekend, right? We're coming back next week, right? Next Wednesday? Okay.
No, there's no show. Yeah, not on the weekend.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so pass you the mic, Diva, Rachel.
Thank you very much. Walk away.
I'd like to say I had a wonderful time tonight. It was a great, great show. I want to give honor to God first, as usual. Because we know that without God, there would be no us, there would be no TQ Palace. I got to give it up to our CEO and our executive. We love y'all. Continued success and all the good work. I want to give a shout-out to TQ Palace, the whole family and all of our fans, and our other hosts and all the callers and listeners. Tonight's callers, Barry, Miss Lavina, thank you all for your continue to be supporters of ours. And to my fellow divas, Miss T and Angie, I love y'all. Angie, we see you out there. When you finish telling celebrating your birthday, Angie, come on back to us. Miss Diva T, I love you, and I'm passing the mic.
Love you, too. Thank you. All right. As you know, we've come to the end of the road. But anyway, if anyone has any mail, Diva mail, or anything that you would want us to talk about, feel free to either contact one of the three of us, Divas, or you can send it to GQGEEQUE002@gmail.com. Attention, Lavina Polite. Okay, with that being said, like I said, you know, we've come to the end. Always thanking our callers, listeners, and most of all, God. Tune in next week, same time, same place. GQ Palace doing big things, 8 different shows, 11 different hosts. Thursdays, Reality and Relationship hosts, KL and Tiffany Belvin from 8 to 10. Friday, our very own CEO of Rich Money with Love and Entertainment from 6 to 9. Sunday, Spiritual Sunday with our executive producer as host, Lavina Polite from 7 to 9. Immediately following her, the Crossroad Temple with the host Timmy Scribby Hunter from 9 to 10. On Mondays, UAR, Unsigned Artist Radio, the host varies from 8 to 9. Immediately following that, Love, Life, and Loyalty with your host Deanne Lane from 9 to 11. On Tuesdays, GPS Sports with your host The Mayor from 8 to 10. Wednesdays, you're back here with us, Love Fantasy with the Diva Squad, Rachel, Angie, and myself, from 8 to 10, which we have a new time. With that being said, I want to wish everyone a safe and blessed 4th of July, and be careful out there, you know, because this is one of the dangerous holidays that it is. And everyone stay safe, blessed, and we'll see you back here next week. Love you guys.
Joy.
All right.
Thank you.
You.
The middle of the night, and we're both just sitting here. I'm
checking out your body. The hot shorts and tanks you wear make me wanna do something freaky to you, my baby. Gotta let me know something, 'cause I need to know right here.
Need to get somewhere.
Yeah.
Alone, just my place.
That's right.
You got folks at home,
so can we get up?
Can we get up on the moon?
Get up on the moon,
baby, just me and
baby, me and you.
I'll go there on
you.
If we get
on
up on the
moon, bubble bath. Gonna wash my body.
All I wanna do is drive you crazy.
Yeah, baby, drive you crazy. Can we get up?
Get up on the roof.
And it's